Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, persistence. And before we explore that topic, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature. And those 24 volumes of literature are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought comes from the works of Alice Bailey as well. As all true seekers know, impediments upon the way are legion. Hindrances and obstacles abound. Singleness of purpose may occasionally be realized in high moments, but it does not abide with us always. There are the hindrances of physical nature, of heredity and environment, of character, of time and conditions, of world karma, as well as individual karma. What should be done? I have only one word to say, and that is persist. Failure never prevents success. Difficulties develop the strength of the soul. The secret of success is ever to stand steady and to be impersonal. To be impersonal, that's the key. Why is persistence such an important spiritual quality?
It's one of those qualities that is hard won and that provides, I think, a kind of a gymnasium, a testing field for the soul to demonstrate its presence, not only its presence, but its tenacity and its dominance over the personal separated self. We see in the work that we do through our School of Spiritual Development how difficult it is for very sincere, motivated spiritual seekers to stay the course. Persistence isn't necessarily a quality that comes along with interest and dedication. It's something quite different. And any spiritual path of development requires that the aspirant commit his full resources and his full will and his full attention. Pick one system of development and stay with it. Not forever and ever. If you find another method of development that you think is better, then go on to that. But don't mix different methods and techniques, and don't jump from one to another. I say that, yet I see many people who do that very thing. If they don't achieve full spiritual realization within what for them is probably a long period of time, but that is really nothing in the life of the soul, they move on to the next best thing, to whatever captures their attention. And I had a coworker who used to call these people moths to a flame. Anything that caught their attention, anything that drew them, would elicit great enthusiasm and devotion and excitement, but then you would look up a little while later and they would be gone because they had followed something else.
They would never scratch the surface of any philosophy then.
Not really. You know. They probably thought they were, but in fact they weren't. It takes a long time for spiritual development. If we think of ourselves as a product that's been in the making for eons of lifetimes, why should we demand that we change and develop spiritual realization in a few months or years or even in a particular lifetime? This is a long endeavor, and this factor of time is something that we can discuss as we go along in this program. But I just want to add one thing about the nature of the times, which is, everything is blamed on technology, and technology gets the credit for everything, but it does seem to foster a kind of voracious appetite for anything new and anything different. We talk about surfing the internet, but many people are just kind of surfing life, it seems to me.
Yes, there's a phrase that we use in the esoteric teachings, and that is keep on keeping on. And it's that persistence to keep going no matter what, in spite of all difficulties. And
that reminds me of Winston Churchill, who said, when you're going through hell, keep going.
That's good advice.
That's right.
I love that.
And Trey, you'll come out on the other side. And that's really what you have to keep doing, is keeping on. And it's a matter of persisting. And you wonder where this strength comes from, because some people seem to have it more than others. And it seems to come by way of the soul, I think. And it's one of those qualities that, I think the closer one comes to the integration with the soul, perhaps the more of this strength and power you have the capacity for.
And perhaps the more you're tested in it as you approach that awareness of the soul.
Yeah, because that's as you step onto the path, as they say, you are tested. Every lifetime you are tested. Every day, every experience, every relationship is a kind of a test, and you're brought up short if you fail the test. So you have to keep trying and try to, as it says in that opening quote, the key there is to be impersonal, and that is bringing in the soul qualities of impersonality.
If you're not impersonal towards yourself, you can get so devastated by your failures that you can lose heart. And that's one interpretation of being impersonal. We should be impersonal towards others and their failures and weaknesses, but also towards ourselves, forgiving and impersonal, because we do fail. And I love that saying that failure never prevents success.
Oh, I did tell you that.
I love that because, well, look at the life of Thomas Edison. How many times, how many different experiments did he have with the light bulb before he got it?
Well, something like 10,000 times, 10,000 different elements. That's all you tried out.
Absolutely.
He just kept going. They don't, you know, they would burn for an hour or so, or a few hours, or a day perhaps, but it wasn't enough. You have to have a light bulb that's going to burn for a year or so.
And then there was Einstein. I heard not too long ago that right at the height of his mental powers, when he was developing his theory of relativity, he applied for a position at a university in their physics department, and he was turned down.
What do you think?
But never mind. He took a job with the patent office in the city in Switzerland where he was living, and in fact that turned out to be a better option because it enabled him to study experiments and so on and see the process of development and the stages through which any new invention has to pass, and he learned a great deal from it. That's another example of a really brilliant person who didn't give up. And there is something demonstrated about the power and the grip of the soul, I think, in the expression of persistence. It's not enough to just say the spirit is willing. You have to be able to abide. Maybe the word is abide. And this is where the testing comes in. There's a comment in the books of Alice Bailey about the unique quality of Western modern life in spiritual development. We're not given the option of retreating from life and going into a monastery or convent to pray, meditate, and contemplate the life of God and so on, as the Eastern mystic traditionally had. We are supposed to be in the midst of the fray, involved in all the clamor and tumult and experience of worldly life, while at the same time retaining the awareness and the dedication of the soul. And this, I think, can only be developed with persistence.
Right, and it's that daily testing that the Western disciple has to encounter, and it's what gives one strength. The more mistakes you make and the more times you keep going back and trying it again in a different way, perhaps, it strengthens the link with the soul. It strengthens and the ability to keep on keeping on.
Is it just me, or does it seem as if people give up more easily today? Maybe the old customs and traditions of society simply forced people to hang in there in ways that weren't good. And I'm thinking of their place in society, their particular class, their marriage, their family situation, whatever. They were stuck with it, and that was that, and they accepted their lot. And now people believe, rightly so, that they have creative options and free will, which is to the glory of the soul. But it does seem as if at the same time people use those options to move on too quickly, maybe. Sometimes there's a lot to be said for hanging in there, because things do change. People do grow. People do learn to accept and adapt if they stay with something. And there is that enduring aspect that it isn't grim determination that I'm talking about. It's a kind of a faith. And a faithfulness that is demonstrated, a kind of a positive aspect towards life that comes through such persistence.
Well, this persistence, this capacity for persistence, comes actually from God, ultimately, because God has sacrificed himself to, in this creation called Earth. He's given his life to this creation called Earth, and he stays with his creation, and he persists with this creation in spite of what humanity does and all the mistakes and trials and tribulations that humanity has gone through, and all the crises and the devastation. And yet God still persists, and he will persist because he has this plan in mind, this goal, ultimate goal, down the way. And so that's what keeps us all going.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, persistence. And we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. It's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. I especially like this book. It's one of the first books that I started with, and it's a great advantage to be able to read these summaries of a multiple number of themes that Alice Bailey explores in greater depths in the 24 volumes, in the other 24 volumes. But it does help you to establish a priority of topics that maybe especially appeal to you. This way you know which books to go to that you want to research in greater depth. So the book is Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And it's available for $16. Now, that special offer actually comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So the actual price, $16, that's what you're paying. You need to send a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And just write a little notation saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. Once again, ask for the book, Ponder on This. You need to send the check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And if you'd like to get in touch with us for any reason whatsoever, many people ask for a general package of information, and that's filled with a lot of information about Lucis Trust, and most commonly asked question, is it a religion? No, it's not a religion. It's a spiritual philosophy organization. People from all walks of life and religious backgrounds come to the meeting, and they discuss spiritual philosophy in many forms, and of course they take a look at some of the themes of Alice Bailey and talk about them in greater depth. So for a package of general information, you can contact us at the following phone number, 1-866-695-8247. That's a toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. Many people key into our website for a variety of different reasons. There's a lot of information about Lucis Trust on the website. Probably the primary reason why people key into the website is to listen to the previously archived library of radio shows that we have. So if you'd like to key into the website, it's www.lucistrust.org. That's www.lucistrust.org. And we appreciate your support. That's how we stay on the on this radio station. So if you'd like to continue those donations, we certainly appreciate that support. And so what you need to do is send your donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You had mentioned Thomas Edison before, and I mean, speaking about ultimate persistence, I read a biography of Thomas Edison, and he said that in the biography it was mentioned that he was uneducated. He couldn't be educated, and the principal decided that he had to be removed from school. It was astounding about the persistence of his mom, who was an educator, who decided that she would educate him on her own. And, of course, he became one of the greatest scientists of all time. But getting back to our topic, the word impersonal, when we go through challenging times, it's important for us to have a quality of impersonal approach, an impersonal approach to these challenging circumstances. Does that mean allowing all emotion to dissipate and just face the objective?
Is that for me?
Well, either one of you, really.
One of you, okay.
How do you? What does it mean to be impersonal?
Well, it's.
As far not, as approaching not, difficulty.
Yeah, it's not the... It's focusing on the... to be personal is focusing on the little self, on the, and to be impersonal is focusing on the soul, the nuts of the higher self. And it is not putting yourself at the center of the, your life, that the work you do or the other people, that their concern comes first. And mm-hmm. So it's getting yourself out of the way, really.
We could also say that the personal self has a time frame and an agenda that's very narrow and very focused in the here and now, whereas the soul is that aspect of ourselves which endures over far more than any one lifetime. And when you become impersonal toward your own challenges as well as towards others, you see them and yourself and your circumstances in a context that is much wider and broader. And that brings in a kind of a spiritual acceptance and a persistent faith that doesn't focus only on the present little speed bumps in the path of life, but sees something much larger and deeper that is working out, even and perhaps simply because of the present difficulties. How do we build up muscles if we aren't tested? Every athlete has to endure real physical stress and mental stress in order to become a better athlete. Why shouldn't it be the same thing to develop spiritually? If we only look for the line of least resistance, we're not going to develop any real strength any real reserves of spiritual strength. They come through testing, through overcoming, through meeting obstacles and finding a way to overcome them. So there is a real point in being impersonal and being in it for the long haul.
And that, as we said earlier, the real persistence, the capacity for persistence really comes by way of the soul, because if you think of it from the soul's standpoint, the soul has been undergoing these lifetimes for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, for most of us probably, and it still persists, and whatever it doesn't accomplish in one lifetime, it picks up in the next, and all those learning experiences are brought back into view, and we have to revisit them, perhaps, life after life. So there is a persistent quality there in the soul's own pattern. So it's cycle after cycle.
There's another aspect to persistence that is interesting to reflect on, and that is that it's the life principle. We've talked before about the triune aspect of existence, which is that every human being is spirit, soul, and personality, all three in one. Spirit being the divine aspect that is our very essence, and persistence is related to that divine spirit or essence, which is the life principle, and which is simply the will to be. The soul is light. The personality is form or appearance, but on the level of spirit, it is simply the will to be. And so as we develop persistence, we come more into contact with our real divine essence. As you said a little while ago, the very nature of God is to abide. The world is because God holds it in being, we could say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and persistence is the quality of life itself, and that is related to immortality. And I think that's where we can get our sense of immortality, comes by way of the persistent quality of the soul. Whereas in the personality life, that may be reflected as simply determination.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are just determined to get through this race, for example. You're in a foot race, you're in a marathon, or you're like Lance Armstrong, that's determined to get up this next hill. And he has the strength and endurance to keep going, and that's why he comes out in first place quite often.
He's an interesting example of persistence on the level of the gifted athlete. I think everybody is probably familiar with his struggle with cancer. But he was telling his story, I'd heard it before, just recently. And he had cancer in three places in his body and was given less than a 50% chance to survive. And he not only survived, he recovered and rebuilt his cycling career and went on so far to win 6 of the Tour de France. It's will, it's persistence, it's not giving up, but it's also, I think, a vision of victory that people like that hold in mind, because the setbacks that someone like that has experienced are so enormous. Most people would have given up or settled for much less, lowered their goals, developed a different approach to life, but he instead went on to even greater gains than he had when he was in good health. So I think there's fundamentally a mystery to the quality of persistence, a spiritual mystery that we could all benefit from really pondering and meditating on.
I think you're right there, and the mystery is we have to keep persisting until we discover what that mystery is, and it's I think perhaps it's related to this whole factor of immortality. There is that immortal part of us that goes on forever. It lasts forever. It never dies, and it persists as long as the world persists, and as long as God's creation will persist. So it's always there. It's always present. It's always alive. And I think that's what every person who is expressing some persistence, they want to keep this project that they're working towards, they want to keep it alive and to attain the goal.
But how do we know the difference between such persistence and sheer dogged determination that can so easily descend into a kind of an inertia? An unwillingness to give up, change, or adapt can be a kind of inertia. How do we know when that's what is holding us to a particular goal, and when instead we should cultivate the ability to adapt and bend? I suppose no one can answer that for you. You have to contemplate your own motives and your own intentions to know.
Right. It's like at the end of the stage of one's life, where does one draw the line and say, perhaps now is the time to go, or should I just hang on for dear life onto this physical body and keep going, or should I just adapt to a new way of looking at life, and now is the time to go?
Well, meditation is surely the only way to answer those questions, because the soul has a plan and knows how long to persist in the fulfillment of each of its goals. And the more we meditate, the more we come into touch with that soul's plan.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, so that makes your job a little bit easier as far as knowing which topics you want to explore in greater depth. You can make an order of priority. It's available for $16. The special offer is in the form of free shipping and handling. So what you need to do is send a check or money order to Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's $16 check or money order to Luce's, L-U-C-I-S, Luce's Publishing. Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And also, if you need to... if you'd like further information about Luce's Trust and you'd like a general package of information, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCES. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCES. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.